it is he has for us to do that day. We're going to write it down, follow through with it, and at the end of the assignment on the 16th, then we, she said send it to us, but to call her too, we can call him. And if throughout the assignment, I think if you have any questions, always call and ask her.
This is to track you hearing from God on a daily basis. Lord, what would you have me do today? And begin to track yourself. Because I will tell you that your adversary wants to get you off track. He may have you doing one assignment for several days, like many of us are going next week to mentoring. So we'll be tied up for several days. That's our assignment. But within those days, we will be doing specific things that the Lord has need of. I also want you to seek the Lord on those high places and ask yourself, what is in me that I may be still bowing to above God? And it's time that you bring it down. And if you have any questions, you can talk to me about it. But I asked Rich, because he's in a profession as a policeman, of having to live like he is in the army on a daily basis. So he understands. So I said, Rich, just tell me what you do every day. And I think there's a lot of correlation. So Rich, do you mind coming up? You gonna read your paper?
Oh, I can, but I just put in, you know, what time I wake up in the morning, which is in military terms, it's 0500 hours, which is 5 o'clock in the morning. Get up, get ready. I arrive at work at about 0530, which is 5:30. My daily routine is, you go and you, I check out a car. And I'll be driving all day long.
What is the check report box?
Reports that I had done maybe the day before to see if they've been approved or if there was a correction that needs to be made.
Okay.
Normally, there's, if there are, it's just in sentence structure or something like that.
Okay. Now, I'm going to help you with a correlation because I think there's a lot of spiritual correlation that we can get here. And that is, it's good to let God talk to you about what you just did the day before and see if there are any corrections. You went to work. You know, aren't some of you have jobs where you really do need to look back and make sure you did everything right. But it's good to be willing to let God bring corrections from the day before. And why do you want to be corrected from the day before?
You don't need to be better the next day.
Yeah, so you can move forward the next day, right?
The other thing, too, with the reports that we make, they can go all the way to the Supreme Court. So everyone reads that report. It's read from the sergeant all the way. It could go all the way to the Supreme Court. So the highest court in the land could have something in that, and you want it to be correct. You don't want any mistakes. You want to bring the best to that report. So you're making sure that you've gotten everything that you needed in that report, and if there needs to be correction, you make the correction. Like I said, I put my name on a car board. That means that I take that car, put my name up on it to make sure that they know what I'm out in. So that if there's any need that car might need service or something, they know who has the car. Check my mailbox. I have a mailbox. People might send me correspondence. I might need to call someone, a citizen who wants clarification, wants to talk to me. I'll see any correspondence that has come my way.
Okay, hold, pause. It's amazing when you want to get a message to somebody. Some people don't open their email consistently, or they don't answer their phone calls consistently. But I believe we live in a time now, we need to be diligent. because you may have somebody spiritually that is trying to contact you to warn you of something. And I believe that we need to be more in tune on the inside with how we are sending people that we know messages and retrieving them and getting back. You just don't know where it could be life and death, spiritually.
I was going to say, the people are who I work for, and it's amazing when I call them and they go, oh, thank you, you called me back, like they weren't expecting it. And so it keeps that communications open. So it's very important. Then I go to the locker room. That's where all my armor is kept. I dress in a uniform that's pressed, good, looking good, in well-maintained order. Polish my boots if they need polishing. Put on the equipment, which is about 28 pounds of equipment that I carry around every day. Then we go to
Pause. Pray. You know, he has to do this literally. And we are never to take our armor off, but it would be good to see if your shoes need to be shined. In other words, see if you are living in the peace of God that day. Make sure everything is in place on the inside of you before you go to work that day, before you make a phone call to anyone that day. I can usually tell when I hear somebody's voice if they've got their armor on or not. Because one thing about Rich, when he has his armor on, he talks different. I'm right.
You're right.
If I see him in plain clothes and then I see him in his armor, he's two different people. But in Christ, we should not be two different people. We should be in Christ all the time. Okay?
The other thing about polishing my shoes, sometimes just the way you look, you know, I mean, will bring a presence that, hey, this person at least takes care of himself. You know, I'm not disheveled. My uniforms, I have what is called a gig line. Military knows what, anybody that means that your buttons line up with your belt buckle, with your fly. They're not, you know, it's not different ways. It's all lined up. And I make sure that that's that way, and all creases are all put the right way. So make sure I look good. There's a reason to that, because, you know, it's your presence. Just your presence, the way you look, will tell people, hey, this guy has authority or he doesn't have authority. And that can end a conflict for me a lot faster than somebody who's not looking squared away.
Are you hearing what he's saying? Say it again.
Your mere presence, the way you look, can end a conflict before it ever gets started. People will look at you and say, oh, I'm not going to do anything. I'm not messing with you.
Well,
you know, it's not that I'm stronger.
No.
It's the mere presence and the way I look.
You're meeting the match.
You know, and so that's just the way it looks.
But in the spirit, the enemy knows if he can't mess with you that day. And he knows if he can mess with you that day by your presence. In other words, is the presence of God with you? And do you know it?
Then at about 6 o'clock, 0600, we go to briefing, which is a room where all the officers sit down. And in front of that, in front of that office, or in that room, is a desk that's elevated where the watch commander, which is our sergeant, sits. It's usually the watch commander, lieutenant, or two sergeants. And we have briefing. Now, briefing consists of reading what happened the day before so that we know of any incidences that happened that we are aware of, things that have happened in the city that need to be talked about? What was done, how it was done, if somebody went to jail? Then we also talk about crimes that have happened, that an area that needs extra patrol or a car that was stolen. We write down that information. If something needs, you know, we talk about if something needs to be addressed in the city that's going on. That happens in briefing.
Pause. That's your time with the Lord. He'll let you know what you're about to walk into and work. He'll let you know the problem areas, where the enemy is messing with a family member or messing with a situation. But if you don't have that briefing time with the Holy Spirit, you can walk in and be totally blindsided. He'll tell you where you need to work on certain things. I'm telling you, he knows things to come. And I just really believe that Christians need to be more aware that this is supposed to be a normal part of life every single day.
And then we get, after that, the sergeant will give you your beat assignment, where you're going to be patrolling for the day. And there's a certain procedure that they will do, and it's usually, it's how you answer when he calls your name. And he'll go, for myself, I'm beat 5. But for my watch, it's 25. So they'll go 25, and I go, sir, you know, I give him my car number, and I go 825, sir. You know, they'll go Tuttle, B25, Tuttle, sir. So you answer them, acknowledging them as my superior, not just here, but here, sir. I'm ready to do the work, I'm ready to go. You know, and if you don't answer up, it's like, well, have you seen him? Where is he? Is he gone? You know, is he in the locker room? Why isn't he here? So you answer, you know, so you get your assignment.
Pause. So when God gives us an assignment, yes, sir. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Now what would you have me do? I always tell them yes first. And then let them tell you what your assignment is, because you might not have wanted the assignment. He's not man, but I think we can glean things from what man does in the natural. And as we said, God gives the command, we say, yes, here, my Lord, use me, send me. What do you have need of me today? I know I talk to people that maybe they have a whole structured life, maybe they don't. But even within the structure, God may want to have a moment with them that is just as important as their 8-to-5 job, but they don't let him in. And it's really important. God is not into getting someone fired, but he definitely wants to be able to have access to you 24 hours a day should he need to. And it could be your life, it could be someone else's in the days ahead. So I encourage you all to take it serious every morning and realize he is the one, the commander-in-chief, that is going to give you things to do. And a lot of people have such a boring life because they don't come to him in the morning. It's not just a big drudge. He's going to give you things that are going to use your gifts. It's going to be satisfying. In fact, you won't be satisfied unless you do the will of God. So it is fun to serve Jesus, but it is serious to serve Jesus too.
After that, this is usually about 30 minutes. If time's permitting, we'll do roll call. We'll have roll call training, which an officer gets an assignment, takes you a little bit out of your comfort zone. You pick an assignment or something you want to teach on. I have one coming up, so You know, it would be, and you pick an assignment that's something that interests you that you want to teach on. So you use your gift of teaching and bring information to the other officers that they can use to help them do a better job. So that's roll call training if it's available. Then after that, we go to our, I guess, lack of a better word, our armory. It is our armory where we keep specialized tools. In that armory, we would be assigned submachine guns, rifles. We would get a camera if we need a camera. It's specialized equipment that we carry in the police car. That we've had specialized training. It's officers who've had special training with that. We check it, make sure it's working properly. Then we take it out to our police car. Load it, put it in the trunk, and we get ready to go to work for 12 hours.
All right, I like what he said. They check it to make sure it's working. You know, like I said tonight, to be a general, you gotta make sure it's working for you before you try to use it on somebody else. So make sure your weapons of your warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to pulling down those strongholds. So that as you deliver yourself, then you can actually help to deliver others.
Then, before you get in the car, with that equipment in the car, you go to my outside locker. I get a war bag, which are my tools, which are all the reports I write, ticket book, my helmet. We got new equipment right now. We're mandated by the federal law to wear a vest at a traffic accident. I have first aid kit in there. I got food in there, tools, that hammer. Got a hammer, pliers. I carry those types of things in my duty bag in case I need whatever that's needed. It's a big bag that weighs another good 30 pounds of equipment that I'm carrying. It's got my baton on it. Just all stuff that, it's like a soldier's backpack. You know, his back that he carries with him. I got that. That goes with me every day. And it sits right next to me in the passenger seat of the police car. Then I get in the car, turn it on, check the lights, light bar, log on to the computer, tell them that I'm clear, ready to go to work. I'm what we call 10-8 in the city, ready to go. That's what happens.
So it takes a while, doesn't it, to get ready? And some people give God 5 minutes and expect to handle the war out there. Doesn't work. You got to give God time to equip you. And nowadays, because we are in a war, we were warned we're in a war, you better make sure you have your war bag with you, especially if you're away from home. It was amazing that even the Roman soldiers had enough food on their person to last them 3 days. Even the CERT training we had was to have enough food on your person to last you 3 days. Because it usually takes that long for someone to come and help you. So we have a little saying in ministry: if you're going through a rough time and you can't get through it in 3 days, you better call for help. Because a lot can happen to devastate your life in 3 days that you shouldn't let get over your head. So praise the Lord. I think we stuffed your fortions tonight with a lot of good, a lot of